the whole me getting drafted thing hasn't even fully hit me yet. So the NFC Championship and all that, it's gonna take a while to sink in.
Do you remember NFC Championships that you've watched as a kid, things in the past like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember a bunch of, like, specifics, but, I mean, I've been watching football my whole life, so, yeah.
Devontae, how much, not pressure, but how much more motivated are you to repeat kind of what you did now that you got back on that role again, and just to show that, you know, this isn't a one-week thing?
I was ready to go today. You know, you get an extra little good feeling coming in, so it was a little toned-down practice, but I'm ready to get after it.
From your first game this season up until now, what's been the difference in preparing for the Seattle Seahawks until now?
For me personally, it's obviously I'm playing a lot more than when we played them the first time. I think I had maybe 10 plays, so I'm a bigger part of what's going on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, once you get a little bit more experience and time out there, you start getting more comfortable and really gelling with the rest of the team.
You didn't get to play a ton that week one, but what were your impressions just of being up there and how hard it is to go in there and get it done?
It's real loud. You know, they were, you know, had a lot of swagger coming in, Super Bowl champs last year. So, you know, they had a lot of confidence. So just watching and knowing what type of team they were, it was, you know, we kind of went in there, you know, just trying not to get knocked down. But, you know, we're a totally different team right now. We know who we are as a team, and we've kind of established that. So coming in with a full head of steam and ready to make some noise.
As a rookie, how more confident are you going into this game now as opposed to week one there?
Well, I mean, like I said, the fact that I'm in there now, it makes a huge difference. So, you know, just the confidence level is just maximized tremendously. So, you know, getting a lot of reps and game time, that makes a huge difference.
Sherman, Chancellor, Earl Thomas, what are your thoughts on that secondary as a whole? Because there's not just one guy, but it seems like Pro Bowl is all.
No, they got a lot of great players, and they do some great things, and, you know, big physical guys. So you just got to figure out what they don't do so well and then take advantage of that.
How physical is their coverage? Is it more so than some other teams?
They got real physical and safeties that fly around. Then you got Sherman on the outside. He uses his hands a lot, and, you know, he's really good at deep balls and things like that. So, like I said, just making sure you just try to exploit the things that they don't do as well, and then that'll give us the best chance to be successful.
How do you fight through that physical play?
Just be more physical than they are, and, you know, get their hands off of us, and, you know, we know what we're doing, so just use that to our advantage.
Devontae, talk about the communication-wise and the noise in Seattle. How has it been beneficial playing places like New Orleans and Buffalo and noise levels right up there as well?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a lot. We do some things in practice as well with the crowd noise in there to try to, you know, get ready for it. It's hard to get ready for actual noise, but can't control the crowd being away. So just got to make sure you're in tune with everything that's going on and making sure you're always on the same page with Aaron.